You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin. My co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Kate Keith with Access Apparel Company. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Before the break, we kind of talked about the uniqueness of Access Apparel, which is the water-based ink that you guys use, and that it really, more than paint on the shirt, which is really what it does, but it stains the shirt. So it becomes part of the material.
Right.
So you won't have the cracking and the peeling and the flecking that you do on some of that.
Right.
And the other thing is that I noticed about it is when you have a lot of colors, especially on those old screen printed ones, the paint became very thick or the ink became very thick, and it would be hot.
Yeah.
And frankly, that's what I said earlier. It gets really warm in the summer. And you don't do that. There's no buildup because it does stain the material directly.
Right.
You don't have that. So
it's
really nice. It's more breathable,
I guess. It's very breathable. These are great shirts. I mean, for everyday wear, really. But honestly, I love wearing these kinds of shirts when I'm working out because I feel like not only does it breathe better and so that I'm not sweating horribly, but also it dries faster because, you know, it's so breathable. So that when you're leaving the gym, if you don't immediately have time to run home and change, if you need to run to the grocery store or something, you're not walking around the grocery store in like a soaking wet shirt because it's usually dried out by then.
We don't know anything about that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
During the break, we kind of talked about a little bit about some other aspects of your business. And one is that you actually have a really great team of designers.
I do.
On staff that if people are looking to update their logos or they need a logo, they can come to you and say, here's the name of my company, help.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. People usually have a really, really general idea of what they're looking for.
Right.
They'll have a couple of examples, but, you know, they want it to be unique. And so our designers will look at that and we'll mock up a few different things. For one of the shirts that I brought in today, it was for a game night that Bears Place has. And they were like, you know, we play old N64 games. We'd like to get a shirt for it. And they gave us a few ideas of what they wanted. And what we mocked up, they really liked. And so it was a fun thing, and it's a good way for us to kind of get a little more creative and and feel a little more bonded to what we're doing rather than people just giving us their stuff and saying, hey, print this. You know, it's nice to
Which is okay as well.
Yes, we will take that too.
Absolutely.
But we do love designing things as well, so
even if you have an established logo, when you do it on a t-shirt for something, you want something, especially if it's a fun event, you want something a little different.
Definitely.
So a designer's they can be more creative that
way.
Or like an anniversary year. Yeah. Like I can think of, you know, if you're doing a 100th anniversary or even a 30th anniversary, something to make it your logo a little special.
Sure.
Add a little flair to it because it's the 30th anniversary.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I think things like that are small little things that you want people to know your logo, but they also want you to take them to take notice. You don't want it to be so
right, so literal. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So every day, I guess.
Right.
It's just that again.
Yeah.
So you want them to go, oh, wow, something's different. What's up with that? That's really cool.
Well, when you change a logo or freshen it up a little, it always catches more attention. You know when businesses do that all the time, that you see their sign out somewhere and it's like, oh, is that, oh, my God,
is it
the same thing, but
it
looks different. And then you kind of, is it different or is it not different? Am I just paying more attention?
Yeah.
It caught your attention.
It's like when women put a different color in their hair.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
well, I don't know about hair, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's one of the things. It was funny because if you just put a little bit of a different color in a woman's hair, so most men will go, you did something different.
Yeah.
Did you cut it?
Yeah.
Like,
it's just usually not your husband.
Yeah. It took him a week. So the other thing that we were talking about was you have your own clothing line for little ones.
We do, yeah. So Logan and I, when I got pregnant and we found out it was a boy, we immediately started shopping for clothes, you know, like everybody does. And we were having a hard time finding what we were really looking for. Mm-hmm. We wanted To dress our son in clothes that we would kind of want to wear. Yeah. You know, we didn't want the typical, you know, baby animals and things like that. You know, like those are so sweet, you know, but they're not our style. Right. And we wanted our son's style to reflect our style too.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the inspiration for Little Oak, which is what our clothing line is called. And we have a small, you know, storefront in our building. Mm-hmm. We also are being carried at Gather, Gather Shop in Fountain Square.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing a ton of different trade shows right now to kind of market that. But we love the line. We put a lot of work into it. And
so tell us a little bit about.
Describe it a little
bit. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. If it doesn't have baby animals on it.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. So we feel like toddlers and babies, you know, they're explorers, they're adventurers. Mm-hmm. They're looking at everything with fresh eyes and fresh perspective. And so that's what we really wanted to capture with, mm-hmm. with our line. And so it's a very outdoorsy, adventure-based line. We have a couple of shirts with animals on them, but they're different. You know,
we have bears.
Yes. Well, we have a bear shirt. Actually, we do. Or we have a fox head, but it's made out of geometric shapes to kind of keep it fresh.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a very, like, nature-based mm-hmm. adventure style kind of. Kind
little
of wear.
Pants and hoodies and little flannel shirts, things like that.
We love it, yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So they can find that at Gather, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gather is the best place to find it locally. And then we also have a website, littleoakthreads.com, that you can buy it directly from there.
Cool.
And we also made an Etsy shop because I know some people prefer to use Etsy. So we can be found on Etsy as well.
And so what sizes do you go?
So we go 3 to 6 months, mm-hmm. all the way up to a 6.
Oh, okay.
And everything we print on right now is an American Apparel. So it's completely, you know, an American-made product.
Right.
And then, you know, we're screen printing it right here in Bloomington. So it's a really fun product for us. It's a nice thing to do on the side to kind of – you know, let our own creativity out in our own way, too. It's really fun.
I love the entrepreneurial spirit of it.
Yeah.
That, you know, when she was pregnant, she thought, I don't like these questions. Let's make our own.
I know.
Yeah. Exactly. I'd have been like, I was huge. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Give me what you have.
Yeah.
Thinking about that.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
That is cool. I mean, I'm blown away by that.
Boys and girls, I'm assuming.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We've tried to keep all of the designs as unisex as possible.
Right. Okay.
We do
better.
Yes. No. Yeah. And then we do have some people that, you know, request some girlier options.
Sure,
But we haven't gotten there yet. We feel like
you don't have a girl.
We don't. Yeah. I don't want a girl once. I mean, so yeah, we'll see if we put out a couple new designs every month though. So we're looking at some different, you know, maybe more typical girly options, something with some bows on it. But overall, we also are very into the idea of, you know, girls can wear things that are made for boys, and boys can wear things that were typically made for girls too. And so that kind of reflects that too. A lot of, I feel like our own beliefs are kind of reflected in the line too.
Love that.
So,
love that a lot. It's very personal.
Yes.
I do too. That's great. And you were worried about talking about this? Let's talk about
this.
Well, we only have about a minute left, but I want to make sure you talk about where your location is so that people can come and see you, as well as if you have a website and a phone number if they want to call you and talk to you.
Yes. Yeah. So you can find us locally at 639 North Morton. It's a white warehouse. Mm-hmm. We just got our signage up, so it's huge. You can't miss it. If you like to eat at Upland, we're literally just right across the street from them. So that's nice. We go there all the time. and then you can find us online at accessapparelco.com.
Mm-hmm.
And our phone number is 812-650-2538. We answer it all the time. So if you have a design inspiration in the middle of the night, you can call us, and more than likely we're going to answer it. So
that's customer service.
Yeah, we
don't call me in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
for anything.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here, Kate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLRadio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.